Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to start a series on mistakes in the marketplace. And we're going to start with starting too late.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We want to talk about some mistakes we're seeing in this marketplace. It is tough. It is tough to jump in. The jump rope's already flipping around and you're trying to jump into a market and do it smart and be successful. Let's talk about first the one that you threw out there right away, starting too late in the process, especially 1031 exchanges, I'm assuming, are pretty time sensitive.
They really are time sensitive. And if I can get to the client with at least 2 months to go prior to the time that we sell the down leg or the property they're getting rid of, I can come up with a great plan. I can find decent assets and it will be widespread enough that you'll have a nice choice. Unfortunately, this morning I received a call from a person who's got 2 days left in their 45-day ID period and says, I'll go buy a $7 million such and such and turns me loose. The probability I'm going to find something that is quote unquote the best available is right at zero.
Well, that's an extreme in every direction.
Right, yeah.
That time frame, the what you're looking for. I think that also planning, a lot of people won't talk to me until they're sure they can buy a house already. And I think talking to Mark Brockett, the lender, or myself early on, before you even know if you can buy, is the time to talk, because often things are needing to be done. You need to get your ducks in a row, and we can tell you exactly what's standing between you and financial success in a purchase.
And if you don't do that, it's really frustrating. It's frustrating for you. It's frustrating for me. And I know you're not too concerned with my frustration, but my frustration is the fact that I can produce a high quality product, but it does take time to find it. It takes time to negotiate it. It takes time to find the seller that's truly motivated to sell. I mean, they're not begging and, you know, not down and out, etc., but they are serious about selling. It takes time. It simply takes time to do that.
And I also want for your frustration to be avoided. Bob, I think the consumer that is on the other end, the seller, is really going to want to have a lot of proof and evidence that this will be successful at closing. If they choose your buyer over all others, you need to have the evidence to support that they can perform on their act.
Exactly. And if they don't, you got a waste of time.
More things we hope you avoid in this market next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.